WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Most action-adventure movies these days take place in urban settings, but there's a strong movie tradition of films shot in the wild, where the hero does battle with nature, such as the new movie The Edge, starring Anthony Hopkins in a screenplay by David Mamet. Our film critic John Powers has a review.
Movie heroes today can be all sorts of things. Brave, sexy, proficient at murder, even saintly in their stupidity, like Forrest Gump. But what they almost never are is smart or well-educated, for Hollywood worries that audiences feel threatened by intelligence. One of the many pleasures of the new adventure film The Edge is that its filmmakers have no such worries. Their hero is unabashedly brainy. In fact, the film's original title was Bookworm. Sir Anthony Hopkins stars as Charles Morse, a quiet, dreamy billionaire who divides his passion between his young wife, played by Elle Macpherson, and his obsessive reading. Ask him anything and he knows the answer. On a trip to the Alaskan wilderness, he begins to suspect that Robert Greene, a swaggering fashion photographer played by Alec Baldwin, plans to kill him for both his wife and his fortune. But when their small plane crashes during a side trip, Morse, Greene, and Greene's assistant must band together to battle the elements. Suddenly, Morse is transformed. He goes from being a diffident dreamer to leading their long, arduous journey back to the lodge where his wife is awaiting. Morse is the one who plots the course, keeps his comrades hopeful, and dishes up life lessons, as in this scene shortly after the plane crash.
I'm afraid we're in for a bit of a walk.
What does that mean?
We're in for a bit of a walk.
Now, I once read an interesting book. It said that most people lost in the wilds, they die of shame.
What?
Yeah. You see, they die of shame. What did I do wrong? How could I have gotten myself into this? And so they sit there and they die. Because they didn't do the one thing which would have saved their lives.
And what is that, Charles?
Thinking.
The Edge was scripted by the playwright and filmmaker David Mamet, and it's an egghead's pipe dream. Not only does Morse triumph over adversity because he's a bookworm, but he proves himself to be the most manly of the three men. Mamet is, of course, our poet laureate of machismo, and you can almost sense his relief when he finally gets Elle Macpherson's character off screen, and he can concentrate on the power games of the three stranded men. There's always been a pretentious side to Mamet's work, and in the final quarter hour, he serves up several implausible twists in an attempt to impart profundity to what's essentially an adventure tale worthy of Boys Life magazine. Luckily, the movie's been directed by New Zealander Lee Tamahori of Once Were Warriors fame. Playing down the highfalutin side of Mamet's script, Tamahori keeps everything anchored in reality, capturing the power struggle between the men, slowly building our sense of dread, then ratcheting up the thrills in the showdown with a man-killing bear in what may be the most exciting scene with a wild animal in movie history. While Tamahori makes the action believable, Hopkins makes us want to believe it. Lately, he spent too much time impersonating historical figures like Nixon and Picasso, so it's good to see him in a role that lets him show off his gift for bracing pop culture malarkey. Hopkins has never looked handsomer than he does in this movie, which lets him show off a charisma that's patriarchal in all the best senses. He may be the only actor in the world who could make us believe that the bottled-up Morse possesses such vast inner resources that not even nature can defeat him, let alone Alec Baldwin. Although The Edge is very enjoyable, I must admit that one thing about it does bug me: its choice of hero. For most of Hollywood history, movie heroes were rebels who went their own way or sassed the boss. Now they are the boss: Mel Gibson's Millionaire in Ransom, Harrison Ford's president in Air Force One, and Hopkins' super mogul here. I can only genuflect before the moral courage of the 20th century Fox executives who had to face their employer, the Australian tycoon Rupert Murdoch, and tell him they were financing a movie about a billionaire who isn't simply smarter and more virile than everyone else, but also a nicer guy. Finally, I can just hear Murdoch saying, "A movie that people can relate to."
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.